say.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Rally protesters, airline search. I'm Elliot Francis. It was a disturbing scene in Albuquerque, New Mexico overnight as protesters erupted, throwing rocks and bottles outside a rally for Donald Trump. Correspondent Dan Simon is there with the latest.
This now looks finally to be breaking up. Still a number of police officers behind me, but I'm not seeing the group of protesters that we saw a little while ago. There's still a few of them, but they seem to be dispersing. Thankfully, it has been quite a chaotic scene here in downtown Albuquerque with these protesters.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump wins Tuesday's GOP primary in Washington State. Well, the search continues this morning for Egypt Air Flight 804, and one theory is being disputed. Correspondent Brian Todd.
Egypt Air's vice chairman is refuting remarks from some Egyptian officials that small body parts indicate there was an explosion on board.
Investigators still trying to locate the airline's voice and data recorder. I'm Elliot Francis. Bill Cosby will face a criminal trial for sexual assault. In court Tuesday, Cosby's attorneys offered a different take on what happened with their client and his accuser. More from Gene Caceres.
Saying that Bill Cosby admitted to all the things, really, that Andrea Constant did, but said it was consensual, that she was not given wine, that she was given some pills, but she wasn't woozy, she wasn't unconscious, she didn't object, she never said no, and she was able to say no.
Donald Trump made good on a $1 million pledge Monday, nearly 4 months after making the promise. In January, Trump organized a fundraiser for veterans, raising $6 million, pledging $1 million from his own pocket. Trump's campaign manager insisted he had already given that money away, but that was untrue. After being pressed about the unfulfillment by a Washington Post reporter, Trump then arranged to send the $1 million to a veterans organization. I'm Elliot Francis.
Do you have
WMAL News at 5:02? Good morning. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. Metro is catching heat for not making public a rape that reportedly took place a month ago on a Red Line train, but the news is only getting worse. Turns out the suspect in that case had exposed himself on a Metro train a week before the attack, but police did not move to arrest him despite the fact that another passenger caught the act on video and turned it into Metro. The transit agency says it was in the process of getting an arrest warrant on the exposure charge when the sexual assault took place. The House is set today to turn back D.C.'s efforts to make its own budget decisions free and clear of congressional oversight. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows told a House panel yesterday that just because the city wants budget autonomy, that doesn't make it so.
Obviously, the district does not have the authority to simply adjust the federal law as it sees fit.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton says she wonders what the House GOP is afraid of.
You can imagine. If my friends are afraid of a little bit of budget autonomy, they must be terrified at statehood.
President Obama is threatening to veto the GOP effort. Prince George's County has had a new hospital at the top of its wish list for years, and it looks like the wait will be extended further because the current proposal is too darn big. State health officials want fewer beds, a smaller building, and cost trimmed by more than $100 million before they give their approval. Those changes will mean delays. The hospital won't open now until at least 2020. Donna Edwards does not appear to be over her loss to Chris Van Hollen in last month's Democratic primary for Senate in Maryland. The congresswoman writes in Cosmopolitan magazine that her 15-point loss hit a, quote, glass ceiling for black women with a concussion-worthy crash. Edwards' words echoed her election night speech when she blasted her own party for not being inclusive to blacks and women.
You cannot join hands and walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and call that post-racial and inclusion.
There are just two women running for Congress in Maryland this fall, both of them Republicans. A Prince George's County man's pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $250,000 worth of railroad track. Several hundred feet of track went missing from a CSX yard in Columbia last fall. 50-year-old Randy Pinkard now admits he posed as a recycling contractor to take the scrap. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4861. In sports, five home runs for the Nationals as they beat the Mets. The O's fall to the Astros and defending champion Golden State falls to Oklahoma City. WMAL News Time's 504 up next. Traffic and weather, then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
The first annual A Choir Show, June 8th and 9th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Free to all government. A super training conference with thought leadership. Resources for all federal employees to create, manage, and run successful programs. Visionary keynotes, Gabby Giffords and Mark Kelly. Renowned authors at FCW Live. Tech enthusiasts, Happy Fed Clinics, hundreds of expo solution providers, and more. Register now at AchoirShow.com. Training solutions start here. AchoirShow.com.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 off to a great start out of Frederick, Germantown, and down through to the Beltway. In fact, even the Beltway good. Nice and quiet through Maryland and Virginia. 395 lanes open. No road work blocking northbound coming off the Beltway. To and across the 14th Street Bridge, where I do see some road work. Just to be careful if you're heading south on 95. South of Stafford as you approach 17 in Fredericksburg. Still the right lane blocked with that overnight construction. 66 looking good too as you're heading out of Gainesville, Manassas, and up through to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clear to begin, a few clouds with sunshine today and another mild day, actually milder than yesterday, up to a warm 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 61 in Vienna, 54 in Frederick, 61 at Reagan National. Donald Trump cruises to victory in Washington State, but is still inches shy of clinching the GOP nomination. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Morning. On the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Wednesday, and it's going to be nice all day. That's right, sunshine. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Representative Barbara Comstock will join us to talk about Metro woes. They've got problems with repairs, and there have been these recent sexual assaults that Metro apparently tried to hide from the people in this area. We'll talk about that coming up at 7:05. 7:35, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. Representative Daryl Issa will be along at 8:05 to talk about TSA privatization. Is it time to go private with the TSA? And at 8:35, we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Matt Whitaker about the Terry McAuliffe public integrity case now underway. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we are continuing to follow the fallout of last night's riots in Albuquerque, New Mexico, outside of that Donald Trump rally. You're going to hear lots of media reports, you know, saying, oh, Trump protesters, right? No, they were anti-Trump protesters, by the way. They were degenerate rioters who were conflicting with police, shoving police, throwing rocks at police and journalists. Police had to get out the riot gear. They were overwhelmed at some point. It was an ugly scene there. But make no mistake, it was not, peaceful protesters who just got a little out of hand. No, they rioted, and that's who the opposition is here, and that's what the election is all about on November. It's about the thugs in the street who want to bully you from making your choice, and it's about you who's trying to actually make a reasoned vote here based on your intelligence. And let's break down what this election really is about, shall we, in two very simple sound bites. It's the choice between this guy,
you're fired,
and this woman. That's what you got. And let's go back for a moment to what Donald Trump is so famous for saying.
You're fired.
You're fired. Hillary Clinton yesterday in her rally in Riverside, California, said, and I'm quoting her, "You're fired won't work in the White House." She's trying to mock Donald Trump for being a reality TV star. She says, we used to think this was entertaining, but now it's real. And "you're fired" won't work in the White House. Well, what's your response to that? Is she right? Is you're fired not the approach that the president should take? Is you're fired not the attitude that we should have from the chief executive of the United States government? Is you're fired actually the wrong message to send from the desk in the Oval Office? 888-630-9625. What's your choice when it's broken down to that stark contrast? Hillary Clinton actually campaigning on the idea that you're fired won't work in the White House. 888-630-WMAL, because I think, listen, there's a lot of ways you can campaign against Donald Trump, and I think that he's got a lot of openings there and a lot of ways that you can go after him as a Democrat. But this is the exact wrong approach. I don't know what in God's name she is thinking. But I think the American people right now are sick and tired of a president who just sits there and allows incompetence, corruption, even illegal activity, but at the very least, bloated government waste to go without any kind of response. And at the very least, the response we need to hear once in a while is,
"You're fired."
I'm sorry, Secretary McDonald, there are veterans who are waiting months and months to get the care that they deserve from the VA, and they're dying in some cases while they're waiting to see a doctor for months. You're there to clean up the mess, and you compare their wait to standing in line at Disney World? I'm sorry, Secretary McDonald, but
you're fired.
See, that would be good. I think that's the ad Donald Trump needs to put together. For Hillary Clinton to say, "You're fired," won't work in the White House, I think is a big mistake. But I'd love to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. Are you ready for a president who says you're fired?
How about this? How about this? You're the secretary in charge, or the department head in charge of the TSA, and you have made horrible miscalculations about exactly what would be necessary to process people securely through the TSA security checkpoints, and you have failed miserably. Isn't it time to say to that person,
"You're fired"?
Yeah, I think it is. Look, what this shows to me, again, and look, there, time and time and time again, I keep coming back to the same conclusion about Hillary Clinton. This woman is completely politically tone deaf. For somebody who's supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread when it comes to politics, and is part of this vaunted Clinton team that understands the American people the way nobody else does, she keeps saying really, really stupid things. She misidentifies and misunderstands what the appeal of Donald Trump is. And for many Americans who are fed up with the way the government is working and the way the government services their needs and the way the government reacts to problems around the world and here at home, they want somebody who's going to go in there and kick butt and take names. They want somebody who will go in there and say, "I'm sorry, you're fired. You're not getting the job done. We need to try something new. We need to try something different." This is the appeal of Donald Trump. It is the primary appeal of Donald Trump, and that she makes fun of this and suggests that she would never do that just speaks to exactly how freaking tone deaf this woman is when it comes to where American people are today.
Well, you say it's tone deaf, and I think you're going to wanna be deaf after hearing her delivery of this. The great Heather Hunter has weeded out this line from her speech last night. Here it is.
"In a democracy, that's what you're supposed to do. And in a democracy, you cannot order other elected officials to do something. You have to build a relationship. You have to work with them. You can't say to the senator from some state, 'You're fired.' That's not the way the government works."
Well, that's part of what she said. She also is quoted in saying that "you're fired" doesn't work in the White House. Now, there she's talking about elected officials. But you know what? I think there's some elected officials who the president should say, "You know what? I'm done with you. Get out of my office." Mark in Manassas, you're next up on WMAL. Are you ready for a little "you're fired" in the White House?
I would rather have a president who says "you're fired" than a president who's campaigned by bragging about the number of jobs she's going to destroy.
You mean in the coal industry?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I mean, she's firing a few people herself, isn't she?
Most certainly.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. That's a good observation. But to take it back to federal government employees and the issues with regard to the bloat in our government, I think that most Americans look at what's going on out of Washington, D.C. You look at this Obama White House. What was the number? There's something like over 20,000 new rules and regulations and red tape implemented over the past 7 years of Obama's presidency. And they're looking that there's a few too many people right now. And I know a lot of people listening right now may be federal workers. Well, listen, you guys are the good guys. You guys are up at 5 in the morning and getting the job done,
right,
and doing the vital work that needs to be done here. But don't tell me that you don't know when you look around your office that there are some people, and probably at certain levels of management, that are redundant and bloated that could use a little "you're fired." But Hillary,
you're fired.
That's the one. Hillary Clinton says "you're fired" doesn't work in the White House. 888-630-WMAL. That's your choice. You're fired or Hillary Clinton. It's 5:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. We'll never fire her. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I was wondering. Thank goodness. All right, here we go. And a great time to get going. Wonderful around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia. Great trip on 66 out of Manassas, heading through Centerville, but not just to the Beltway, even through Falls Church and to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Park police tell me they're nice and quiet, too, on the George Washington Parkway, BW Parkway, Suitland Parkway, all heading into town. That looks good. Quiet over the 11th Street Bridge, and the freeway looks good each direction between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. What's not to love about it? Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, as promised all week long. Sunny, partly cloudy skies later in the afternoon. High of 86 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Low of 64. And then tomorrow, sunny skies. And then in the afternoon, some clouds and, oh, well, possibly a stray shower tomorrow. Tomorrow's high is 88 degrees. But enjoy today while we got it. It's 61 degrees right now at 516.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Trump may have started out as entertaining, but now it's really concerning, Hillary Clinton said last night, and then added, "You're fired" won't work in the White House. Do you think that's a winning message for the soon-to-be presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party, or do you think the American people are actually looking for a little "you're fired" out of the White House? It's clear that Hillary Clinton, Brian, is setting up this good guy, bad guy kind of election. They're casting Donald Trump as this mean, abrasive and volatile, bloviating blowhard, well, who says all of these bad things, and she keeps saying, oh, he's a loose cannon, but we need more. We need someone to bring us together. We need someone to unify us. Hillary Clinton is the unifier. I don't know if that's going to work.
You know, you can sort of sum up this entire election cycle about where people are and where these two candidates are by saying one is a status quo candidate, and that would be Hillary Clinton. She wants to rock right along with big government just like Obama has. She's got no problem with that whatsoever. And the people who are drawn to Donald Trump and Donald Trump's candidacy are characterized by the fact that they want to change the status quo. They don't like the way things are going, and that they want to come in and rattle some cages and kick some butt and fire some people and change the way that government operates and responds to the people it is supposed to support. And so it couldn't be more clear to me that this woman totally does not get it. She simply doesn't get it. And it's astonishing to me that this vaunted Clinton machine, which is supposed to be so in tune, and they listen to all these focus groups, that they have not picked up on this one simple truth, that people want a dramatic change in the way Washington operates today. And if you like the way things are, then you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But if you want change, if you want real change, as many people apparently are finding out that they do, they don't like what they see, they don't like the way this government's being run. They don't like the policies of this administration. They don't want another 4 years of the same thing. Then they're gravitating toward Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and I understand many critics of Donald Trump saying, oh, sure, he's offering change, but he's not specifying exactly what kind of change he's looking at. But I think that it's an image thing. It's like he epitomizes the exact opposite of what Hillary Clinton and the establishment has presented. But you're right, there are a lot of people resisting change. Mm. And most specifically, if you look at last night in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you've got, well, this is how CNN described it. Now, listen, this is overnight. This only happened a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, this is mountain time, so it wasn't that long ago.
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is what democracy looks like, ladies and gentlemen, when you let the leftist anarchists have control of the streets. Protesters lit fires, smashed a door, and threw rocks outside a Donald Trump rally Tuesday night in New Mexico. This is, I love CNN. The latest scuffle to follow the presumptive Republican nominee's campaign. It's a scuffle. They lit fires, smashed doors, and threw rocks. And by the way, who did they throw rocks at? The police officers.
And their horses.
And their horses, trying to maintain peace. And CNN describes it as a scuffle. And I love the way they tag it to Donald Trump like it's his fault. The latest scuffle to follow the presumptive Republican nominee's campaign. The scene outside Albuquerque's convention center was chaotic as police ushered protesters away from Trump's event and into the nearby streets. There, anti-Trump protesters, many critical of his positions on immigration, loudly chanted, F Donald Trump. Protesters had broken a glass door at the convention center and taunted police and jumped on police vehicles as officers in riot gear and on police horses moved them away from the convention center's exit. See, that's what's happening. That's who Hillary Clinton is drumming up and inspiring with this.
And we also can have more people working in manufacturing.
I mean, I'd go flip over a cop car if I had to sit through that in a rally. That's
painful.
That's pretty rough. But listen, the choice is pretty clear here. And I think you're right. By the way, these protests last night, there were rumors that there were gunshots. The Albuquerque police have now come out and said there's no confirmation that any gunshots were fired. And there was smoke in the streets, but that wasn't tear gas.
No, it wasn't.
It was smoke.
They did use pepper spray, but no tear gas.
It was smoke from the protesters lighting tires on fire. But if this is what the next 6 months is going to look like, I got to think that most Americans don't want to give in to the mob on the street, and most Americans don't want to give in to Hillary Clinton and her, at the very least, tone deaf approach of saying, "Oh, this, you're fired. That won't work in the White House." I don't know. I could be wrong, but I'd love to hear from you at 888-630-WMAL. It is 5:22 right now on WMAL.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, ever wonder why getting into shape isn't as easy as it was when you were 25? Well, it's not your fault. It's Mother Nature's. Because once you hit 45, your body has less youth-boosting free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. That's why you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Nugenix helps you feel stronger and more energetic, more passionate too. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting STRONG to 99000. Nugenix is so effective it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get yourself back into shape and be more of the man you want to be with award-winning Nugenix. Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting STRONG to 99000. Again, text STRONG to 99000.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Tonight on ABC7, how do you lose a fire truck? The I-Team found it in hours. Why couldn't government employees? Watch tonight on ABC7 News at 11.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
W-M-A-L.
Where Washington comes to talk.
525. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Larry, we're really off to a good start here on this Wednesday morning. No problems around the Beltway. In from the west, if you're coming out of Leesburg, out of Ashburn, quiet, good on 7, Greenway Toll Road and 66. A little bit of volume on 95. Northbound as you head through Dale City toward the Occoquan. And a heads up going in the southbound direction. It was the overnight road work. Looks like they still have the right lane blocked, at least south of Stafford as you come up to 17 Fredericksburg. Just keep alert for the work crews there. Heading in through town and over our bridges, 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, over the Key Bridge, in and out of Roslyn and Georgetown. Quiet, 270, a little bit of volume now out of Frederick and down toward the exit for Route 80 Urbana. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Rain chance is pretty slim over the next couple of days. It's the heat that's going to start getting your attention. A few clouds and sunshine today. This afternoon, 86. Overnight tonight, 64. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and a high up to 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 degrees, 525 on WMAL. Hillary Clinton says, nah, you're fired won't work in the White House. Donald Trump counters with,
you're fired.
Yeah. And we want to know what you would like, someone who fires or doesn't.
Let me just say about these protests in Albuquerque, there is a statement from the city council president, a guy by the name of Dan Lewis. It is pretty impressive. The violence that we're seeing this evening is absolutely unacceptable. Not the fault of Donald Trump, his campaign, or the attendees at the rally this evening. It is directly a result of so-called public interest groups such as Progress New Mexico and the Southwest Organizing Project fomenting hate. These organizations this evening devolve from community action groups to hate groups by every usual measure. This was not a protest. It was a riot that was the result of a mob trying to cause damage and injury to public property and innocent citizens exercising their constitutional right to peaceable assembly.
There you go. Not a protest.
Pretty strong stuff.
A riot. Thank you, Dan Lewis of Albuquerque. I wonder if he's a Democrat or I bet he's a Democrat. Michael in Ashburn, you're on WMAO. What do you say, Michael?
Good morning, gentlemen. Isn't Hillary being a hypocrite again? Because during Travelgate, wasn't it Hillary that fired all those government workers that were career White House?
Yeah, and replaced him with cronies. Yeah, I had forgotten about that. There was a little bit of you're fired in her White House.
Yeah, the truth really does sting, doesn't it?
Thanks for that, and thanks for bringing up Travelgate. That's the great thing about having the Clintons back in
town. You got so much stuff to rehash.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's 527 on WMAL.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys. A partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Fairfax and Arlington.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP, and their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we've got an update on that sexual assault that occurred on the Red Line last month. We just learned of it yesterday. We'll tell you why. And Terry McCullough responds to the FBI investigation. All that coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The man accused of raping a woman on a Red Line train last month was no stranger to Metro Police. We're now learning that 39-year-old John Hicks had been caught on video a week before that attack, exposing himself on another Red Line train. The passenger who shot the video turned it into police, who were able to identify Hicks but failed to arrest him before his alleged attack at knife point a week later. A Metro spokeswoman says police were in the process of getting an arrest warrant for the exposure incident when the rape attack took place. Donald Trump cruised to victory in the GOP primary in Washington State last night, but he was already on to New Mexico, where he met supporters and protesters at a rally in Albuquerque.
Get out. He can't get a date, so he's doing this instead. Come on.
Trump will also be in California this week, where police are gearing up for more substantive protests by Latino voters. Black students in Virginia public schools are still three times as likely as white students to be suspended, according to a new report. Overall suspension rates have fallen by 20% in recent years, but expulsions have grown by 6%. Suspensions are not as big a deal in Northern Virginia, where the rates all come in below the 5.4% statewide average. But in some places, nearly one in every five students in Virginia were sent home last year. President Obama wrapped up his trip to Vietnam today with a town hall event where he assured 800 young people gathered there that America will survive its vicious election cycle one way or another.
One of the great things about the United States is that even when it makes mistakes, I think it's able to adjust and recognize our mistakes, and then we correct course and take different steps. So things are going to be okay. I promise.
The president moves on now to Japan, where he'll visit Hiroshima later this week. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,706, the NASDAQ at 4,861. In sports, the Nats beat the Mets. Steven Strasburg now 8-0 on the season. The O's fall to the Astros in 13. NBA defending champ Golden State's on the verge of elimination after falling to the Thunder. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Guarding your nest egg with Mike Lester.
When you sit down with someone for the very first time, or even a client that you've been working with for many years, what's their idea of a perfect retirement?
The number one thing that people would like to be able to do in retirement is all of the things that they had imagined without too many worries.
Join Mike Lester of Talon Wealth Management for Guarding Your Nest Egg Sunday afternoon at 2 here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. And visit guardingyournestegg.com.
Hi, this is Johnny Holiday for the Yellow Ribbon Fund. The Yellow Ribbon Fund, the Washington area's premier nonprofit supporting injured service members and their families. We'll be hosting our annual golf tournament July the 11th at Army Navy Country Club. How about joining us for a great day of golf and camaraderie with many of our injured heroes? Sponsorships and foursomes are available now. For information, go to yellowribbonfund.org. That's yellowribbonfund.org.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you want to sell your home, then there's not a better time. I'm here with my friend, Realtor Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie, you and your daughter, Sarah, continue to be one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. How do you do that?
Thanks, Larry.
One of the reasons is our exclusive buyers in waiting system, with thousands of qualified home buyers that are looking to buy right now. And that's how we average getting our sellers $30,000 more and sell three times faster than the average agent. And I am proud of our experienced team. We take pride in helping each and every home seller get their home sold so they can start packing.
So you're confident enough that you'll sell their home that you'll guarantee it in writing?
That's right. If your home doesn't sell, we will buy it at an agreed-upon price.
Hiring the wrong agent can literally cost you thousands of dollars and add stress to your life. If you want results, call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-5711. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-5711. Again, that's 1-800-500-5711.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway topside, College Park around the Silver Spring in great shape. And for that matter, the entire Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, running incident-free and delay-free right now. 270, we are on the brakes, though, coming out of the Frederick area. The volume down toward Route 80 Urbana and then off and on. They get past the exit for 109. Once you reach beyond there, nice quiet run here through Germantown, Gaithersburg, and down through to the Beltway. Take you on to Virginia 66. Still looking good as you push through Manassas toward the Beltway and then through Falls Church. The brake lights, yep, seeing those on 95 as you come out of Dale City to Woodbridge, and then good up through to the Beltway. Just watch on the southbound side. We have some late construction south of Stafford. As you head southbound 95 coming up to Route 17 in Fredericksburg, they block the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll start getting even warmer here over the next couple of days. 86 this afternoon with a few clouds. Tonight will fall back to 64. May see a passing shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. Other than that, clouds and sunshine and a high up near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 53 in Burke, 54 in Rockville, 61 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Hey, it's 5:37 on WMAL, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're so glad you did. We got a lot for you this morning. 705, Representative Barbara Comstock of Northern Virginia to talk about the latest travails with D.C. Metro. 735 brings us National Security Analyst Katie McFarland to talk about the president's continuing travails in Asia. 805 brings us Representative Daryl Issa, who would like TSA to just go away. Time for airports to privatize their security. And then at 835, Matt Whitaker, former U.S. attorney, breaks down what he believes are the potential pitfalls for Terry McAuliffe as he faces an FBI probe. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, yesterday on Capitol Hill, the general manager of Metro appeared to answer questions about, you know, the repairs and the inconvenience that's about to be fomented upon the entire area as Metro tries to get its trains to run in a more safe fashion. But there were other questions also about this this sexual assault that occurred way back on April 12th, that last month. And how come this sexual assault where a man approached a woman at knife point and then forced her into another car and at like 10 o'clock in the morning on the red line committed a horrific sexual assault against this woman? And how come we didn't hear about that until just the other day? Barbara Comstock, who we will have on the show a little bit later at 7:05 to talk about this in greater detail, asked that very question of General Manager Paul Whitfield.
Okay, and could we go back to that rape incident
yes.
report? Why wasn't that made public at the time? Sure. Why didn't we know about that?
Because it was solved in hours. We knew who the person was, and literally they had that person, so they were pursuing that person, and literally in hours we had apprehended that person. We do report out all crime statistics on a regular basis, quarterly at a minimum, to the board, where we go through every event that we have. So there's.
But can that also be reported to apparently have those crime statistics on the website by station or by whatever way, is that correct, so that we all know that immediately? I appreciate that it was solved quickly. I guess the criminal used a smart card, is that?
Yeah, it's a combination of that and in our TV cameras and different things that we
have. While that was resolved quickly, the public at large didn't know about it, and that, you know, in reading the blog, that's something that everyone's concerned about.
Well, that's not exactly the entire story.
Hmm.
Let me give you the rest of the story as reported by the Washington Post.
Thank you, Mr. Harvey.
Yeah, that's right. The Washington Post finds out, you know, you heard Paul Whittlefield say, we had this guy identified, we had an arrest. You know why they had the guy identified? Because they had already had him as a suspect in a previous indecent exposure on the Metro system. They had his picture, they had his name, they had his identity, they knew everything there was to know about him, and they had not moved to arrest him, and the second assault occurred.
Mm-hmm.
One was just an indecent exposure. The second one was an actual sexual assault. But they knew who he was. So when he says, yeah, well, we knew who he was and we got him and we didn't feel like we needed to talk about this and report it out, well, that's not entirely true. They did know who he was because there had been a previous incident involving this guy. Beyond that, the assault took place on April 12th. It did not appear on any Metro records until May 5th, 23 days later, when they put out their monthly crime statistics and really didn't come to attention of reporters until the man showed up in court for a hearing. That's when they first began to know about it. So there's more to this story than has been let on. So here's another thing.
Well, it really quickly, yeah. I mean, it's you're right. This guy, they identified this guy for indecent exposure, but they didn't grab him right away or pick him up right away. I just want to be, without being specific or graphic, it wasn't just, they're using the euphemism indecent exposure, but he was on a train. Yes, he was exposed. He was also committing a disgusting act in public.
Yes.
So why they didn't get this guy for that atrocious behavior and a violation of multiple crimes is something that they need to answer for.
Yeah.
Because they could have gotten him before this sexual assault against this poor innocent woman.
And it's really, and by the way, they were probably sensitive and they were probably not, didn't want to talk because they come under a lot of criticism back on April 12th because on April 11th, there was a 15-year-old young boy shot and killed at the Deanwood Metro Station. So they were already under a lot of scrutiny because of violence and crime on the Metro.
They're in constant damage control, and they're trying to spin the people of Washington.
Here's the other thing. According to a report in the Daily Caller, a spokesman for the Washington Metropolitan Transit Authority, WMATA, said Tuesday, crime is up year over year by 10.1% and is only increasing. In other words, this is a problem. Look, it's one thing to take your life in your own hands and get on the Metro and hope that you get there safely without, you know, succumbing to smoke or an arcing insulator. It's a very different thing to know that you may be, you know, the victim of a crime while you're on the Metro, and they need to get this under control, and they need to figure out why this is happening, and they need to crack down to make sure that the Metro is not only safe from a standpoint of getting you from point A to point B without, you know, having some kind of incident with the train, but also safe from crime. And it's a serious problem. A 10.1% increase in crime is not insignificant.
No.
So, listen, Barbara Comstock, a Republican from Virginia who asked some of those questions and got partial answers yesterday, will join us at 7:05 this morning and we'll continue this conversation.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask the Congresswoman about some of her colleagues over on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, who spent a lot of yesterday's meeting asking and demanding and whining about more funding for Metro. The Democrats just want to keep throwing money at this thing, and it's pretty remarkable that they continue down that road without actually showing any indication that they, through their congressional oversight, are going to be good stewards of the money that gets thrown at Metro, which is remarkable to me that they still think this is a funding issue.
Yeah, 5:43 here on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The U.S. has lifted the ban on arms sales to Vietnam, part of President Obama's emphasis on U.S. relations with partners in the Asia-Pacific region. This allows the United States and Vietnam to cooperate more closely on regional security issues, conduct more exchanges, and partner on maritime security. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This Memorial Day, join Cardinal Donald Wuerl and the Catholic community for outdoor masses at the Catholic cemeteries of the Archdiocese of Washington. On this sacred ground, come join in prayer and remembrance of those who have died, especially those who have lost their lives in service to the nation, and all who now await the resurrection of the body in Christ. On Monday, May 30th, masses will be celebrated outdoors at 10 a.m. Cardinal Wuerl will celebrate the Mass at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Washington, D.C. Masses also will be celebrated at Gate of Heaven Cemetery and All Souls Cemetery in Montgomery County, Maryland, Resurrection Cemetery in Prince George's County, Maryland, and St. Mary's Queen of Peace Cemetery in Southern Maryland. All are welcome to come and pray. For more information about this prayerful event, call 301-871-1300. That's 301-871-1300. Or visit the Catholic Cemetery website at ccaw.org.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the HIT-D Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I think because it's going to be such a beautiful day, we're off to a beautiful start on our early morning commute here. No problems reported right now around the Beltway. Looking good, and all the traffic cameras I'm checking out, we're up at speed. Heading in through town, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, as you come out of Greenbelt, heading down toward New York and Kenilworth Avenue, lanes open. New York Avenue, no troubles heading toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. DC 295, though, start to build that early morning volume past East Capitol Street and heading down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Good on the 11th Street Bridge, quiet over the 14th Street Bridge coming off of 395. For Virginia 95, a little bit of that stop and go through Stafford now as you push toward 610. And again, Dale City to Woodbridge slowing in Manassas toward Centerville, seeing more of you out there. On 270 out of Frederick past Route 80 and down toward 109 with a bit of the stop and go, but lanes all reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll start getting even warmer here over the next couple of days. 86 this afternoon with a few clouds. Tonight we'll fall back to 64. May see a passing shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. Other than that, clouds and sunshine and a high up near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stadick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Now, right now. Right now, 61 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
All right, so yesterday we told you about how Terry McAuliffe, apparently under investigation at the Department of Justice by the Public Integrity Unit, and it all has something to do with donations made to his campaign, something to do with his time at the Clinton Global Initiative. And yesterday, Terry McAuliffe was in town, it was over in Alexandria, and he's shocked, he's stunned, he's amazed, he has no idea what this could possibly be about.
I don't think it has anything to do with Hillary Clinton.
Governor, when did you find out about the investigation?
When did you find out?
Yesterday, we heard from the CNN yesterday that they were asking about this gentleman. I'm not sure I've ever even met the gentleman. And we went back and checked, and our lawyers of the campaign said this man had been fully vetted and clearly had the right. He owns a big company in the United States of America. He's a major donor to Harvard University. He's on the board of New York University. Very substantial individual.
Yeah, very substantial individual who gave a lot of money to the Clinton Global Initiative, a lot of money to his campaign, but he doesn't remember ever meeting him.
Yeah.
Yes, I've met people in his company. I don't believe I've met people in his company for a long time, but yeah, I'm not sure I actually met him. He and some of his representatives, they were represented by McGuire Woods, a major firm in Richmond.
Yeah, this man's by the name is Wang Wing Liang.
Yeah. But don't you love this? I'm not sure if I ever met this individual or not. Boy, talk about a lot of wiggle room there when it is discovered that he actually, you know, had private one-on-one meetings with this guy. Oh, that's right. That
oh, I
guy.
Didn't. Oh, yeah. I
never said I didn't know
him. Yeah, and here's more.
First of all, no one's alleged any wrongdoing on my part. As you can see today, I'm full out in force and will continue to be full out in force. And, you know, investigations happen. No one's alleged any wrongdoing on my part.
No, not yet. But the investigation is underway, and I think, you know, he's shocked, stunned, and amazed that this happens to be ongoing. Look, the Public Integrity Unit is looking into several things involving the Clinton Global Initiative and whether or not there was a pay-to-play. In other words, did you have to make a contribution to the Clinton Global Initiative and to the Clintons themselves, you know, who reap the benefits of said global initiative, in order to get favorable consideration over at the State Department, which was run by then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. That's what's being looked at here. And he was at the Clinton Global Initiative during much of that time before he became the governor of Virginia.
You know,
I don't think it will affect Hillary Clinton at all. Won't affect me at all. If you haven't done anything wrong, what you should be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you hear his voice crack there, too?
Yeah.
That's
he's nervous.
Good. You know, if only Virginia voters had known things about Terry McAuliffe, you know, before we elected him, you mm-hmm. know, if only they had known that he had some dirty dealings with fundraising and stuff in his past. Oh, wait a minute. Michael Patrick Leahy, August 11th, 2013. This is in Breitbart News. 4 months after Terry McAuliffe became chairman of GreenTech Automotive in March 2010, a decision by California Regional Director of the Department of Homeland Security's U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services found that the manner the firm was raising money from investors was impermissible, which crippled the company's ability to solicit funds from foreign investors. Fundraising had been going well until that time. Under the terms of a 2009 private placement memorandum, GreenTech Automotive obtained $2.5 million from five Chinese national EB5 investors before McAuliffe became chairman. It's almost like his job before he became governor was to raise money from Chinese people.
Yep.
For private firms, for the Clinton Global Initiative, for his campaign.
Yeah.
For not from his campaign. I'm sure he didn't do that for his campaign. Mm. That would be against the law.
Well, it's very interesting, and he says, "Look, they've been properly vetted. I don't get involved in the nuts and bolts of this kind of stuff. I have lawyers that vet all that stuff." Listen, I think there's something there, and I think we're going to learn more about it. By the way, at 8:35 this morning, Matt Whitaker, former U.S. attorney, will join us to talk about this investigation and, based on what we know thus far, what it might suggest.
Yep.
That's coming up at 8:35. Here's El Rushbo.
You know, investigations happen.
Hillary Clinton's long march to the Democrat Party nomination in her Mao jacket is wrapping up. And she's only about 90 delegates away from clinching it. But with her track record of losing primaries, Hillary was probably right to say no to at least one last debate with Bernie Sanders before the California primary. Now, meanwhile, crazy Bernie may be down, but he's not out. And he's not going out quietly. Instead, he's using his clout to appoint people to help write the Democrat Party platform. Now, two of Bernie's platform choices are radical Professor Cornel West and radical Congressman Keith Ellison. He also picked James Zogby, the head of the Arab American Institute, who is well known for his pro-Palestinian views. Now, there's increasing buzz about the coming platform battles at what is supposed to be Hillary's coronation. Sanders has also annoyed some of his fellow Democrats by referring to a Hillary-Trump contest as a choice between the lesser of two evils. That's in addition to Sanders endorsing Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz's primary opponent, Tim Canova. Canova immediately raised $250,000 off of that. When interviewed by the AP, Bernie shrugged off the allegation that all this will cause a messy Democrat convention. So what? He said. Democracy's messy. My life's messy every day. Look at my hair. Bernie, you mess up Hillary's coronation, and you're going to find out just how messy your life can get. You think it's messy now? You don't. Just ask some people.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future.
There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
The doggy deal that wasn't.
It seemed like it was legit.
But somebody pulled a fast one.
All bogus.
Seven on Your Side troubleshooter Horace Holmes investigates online dog dealers who grab your cash and dash.
Their zip code doesn't even exist.
Big red flag.
And we'll tell you what other things to look out for when shopping for a new family member.
I was determined to get my $250 back.
Broken puppy promises.
Money don't grow on trees.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Join us for an American tradition, the National Memorial Day Concert, a time to pay tribute to all the men and women who have served our country. Join me, Joe Mantegna, and my co-host Gary Sinise with Renee Fleming, Trace Atkins, Alfie Beau, Essie Patha Merkerson, American Idol winner Trent Harmon, The Beach Boys, and General Colin Powell. The National Memorial Day Concert, Sunday, May 29th, 8 p.m. on PBS. Sponsored by Lockheed Martin Corporation and American Airlines.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. My mouth will be working by 6 a.m., I promise.
Hello, 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 hello. Red leather, yellow leather. Here we go, 270 out of Frederick, down past Route 80 Urbana and 109. It's just the volume. Once you get through there, and if you're joining on, say, from Gaithersburg, Rockville, down to the Beltway, wide open stretch, looks great. Beltway crossed the Legion Bridge and Wilson Bridge topside without any problems. 66, yes, seeing of the volume starting to increase. Same story with 95 through Stafford and Dale City through to Woodbridge. Minneville Road at Old Bridge Road. Crash just reported in Woodbridge and one in Alexandria on Braddock Road at North Beauregard Street. Cruiser on the way to check both of those out. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll start getting even warmer here over the next couple of days. 86 this afternoon with a few clouds. Tonight we'll fall back to 64. May see a passing shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow. Other than that, clouds and sunshine and a high up near 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees at 5:56.
The National Mall, a destination for democracy in action.
Wouldn't it be cool if there was a radio station like that?
Oh, yeah.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
If you're a man facing a divorce, you may be feeling kind of lost and confused.
You should never confide in anyone who is trying to take your money and your children.
Attorney Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal.
Guys often have to work a little harder to be awarded primary custody. But when you're disadvantaged, you'll continue to be so unless you do what you can to help yourself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell is quoted by the Wall Street Journal. The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Virginia attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-0000. Or visit online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office is in Fairfax and Arlington.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lustine Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lustine will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lustine.com.
Lustine! Dodge.com.
The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Chrysler Town & Country. Up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee up to $9,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with auto for life and lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
Don't strike out with your business internet provider. Comcast Business has the fast, reliable internet your business needs when you need it, which is always. Your business doesn't stop, and Comcast Business is ready to help. Right now, their trained technicians and support staff are standing by, and they'll be there 24/7 to help from installation and beyond. They even offer prompt installation on your schedule, including nights and weekends. Pick up the phone and you'll get an experienced rep on the line in less than 30 seconds. Go with the internet provider your business can depend on now and in the future. Get the bandwidth you need with a 30-day money-back guarantee installed in about an hour. Switch to Comcast Business today. Call 800-501-6000. 1 hour install applies to standard installation of one outlet. Restrictions apply.
Coming up on WMAL.
So you're a landlord, and before you rent a space to an individual, do you have the right to find out whether they are here in this country legally? Apparently not in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll tell you about that story.
And should it be against the law for a pregnant woman to drink alcohol? That's a big question being faced in New York. We'll take it up here, right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM.